sag ich alle paar Beis, mich nicht hey, am Abend, ich kann los, ich kann mal eine Challe. Und jetzt, aber ja, kann somebody who separates challah from flour. He did not separate it from dough. Instead, he separated it from flour. It is not regarded as challah at all. As the Pasuk says, Reishis Arisa Seichem, the Reishis, which is referring to challah, should be taken from Arisa Seichem, from your dough. It should not be taken from the flour. So therefore, it's not regarded as challah. Ugezel biyad kohen, and it's considered gezel in the hands of the kohen. If he gave it to the kohen is not allowed to keep it. He has to give it back. And if he keeps it, the person who separated the challah will think that the challah he separated from his flour is regarded as challah, since the kohen is keeping it. Therefore, the kohen must give it back. If after he separated the challah from the flour, he then took the remaining flour and made it into dough, he is obligated to take off challah again, as the challah he took off from the flour is not challah at all. And the flour that he had separated and given to the kohen, Irani's was thinking that it was challah. When the kohen gives him back that flour would also be higher than challah if it had the minimum shear that would obligate you to take off challah. However, it's forbidden for non-kohen to eat that flour, as even though that flour is not regarded as challah, but a non-kohen is not allowed to eat it, as the rabbanim were afraid that if a non-kohen would be allowed to eat the flour, somebody who sees a non-kohen eats it will not realize that since it was separated when it was flour, it's not regarded as challah. That's why a non-kohen is eating it. He will think that a non-kohen is allowed to eat challah. And in actuality, a non-kohen that eats challah is chayav mitzvah if he does so deliberately. So therefore, according to Rabbi Yeshua, the Chachamim decreed that if somebody separates challah from flour, even though it's not regarded as challah, only a kohen would be allowed to eat it. Amru lo, the Chachamim said to Rabbi Yeshua, Maito kasa zokin zor. There was a story that he's zokin, an older yid who was a zor, he was not a kohen, and somebody has separated challah from flour, and this non-kohen took that flour and ate it. So you see that since it's not regarded as challah, non-kohen is allowed to eat it. Amar lahem afu kilko la'atzmo v'tiken la'achem. Rabbi Yeshua said that zokin zor who grabbed the flour and ate it, he ruined things for himself. If he did something that's forbidden, he was not allowed to eat it, and he went ahead and ate it anyway, and he did an isser. But he fixed things up for other people, meaning to say other people who saw this non-kohen eat it, and they'll go ahead and rely on what he did, and they'll also eat flour that had originally been separated as challah and given to a kohen. And they at least have an excuse because they're relying on that person. For that person who did it first, he has no excuse. He did something that's forbidden, and not only did he do something that's forbidden, but it's causing others to rely on him and also do something that's forbidden. And others will also take from the flour and eat it, even though the Chachamim have decreed that only a kohen is allowed to eat from the flour. What is the minimum amount of flour that one must have to be obligated to take off challah and give it to the kohen? The Mishnah teaches us if you have 5/4 of a cob of flour, that is the amount that is needed to obligate you to take off challah. This is learned out from the pasuk that says, Reishis Arisos Seichem, the first of your dough. Reishis is referring to challah. And Arisos Seichem is referring to the amount of dough that Klai Yisrael had in the midbar when they collected the mud, which was an Asirus Ha'efa, a tenth of an Efa. And a tenth of an Efa is the same as 5/4 of a kav. So therefore, that's the amount that is needed to be Machayev you to take off challah. Hey, Musaira and Usuban Umur Sana. Chameshes Ravam Chayav. The flour combined with the Sa'or, the sourdough that is put into the flour to cause it to rot, combined with the fine bran and the coarse bran. If all together between all these things you have 5/4 of a cup, you're obligated to take off challah. And even though the coarse bran is really not all that edible, and the sourdough also is not edible by itself, it's only put into the flour to cause it to rise, but it would combine with the flour for the minimum size that is needed to be mechayev you in challah. And since an ani, a poor person, does eat his flour mixed together with the bran, so therefore it is considered edible and would combine for the minimum shear that is mechayev you to take off challah. Nito mursana mitoicha, v'chazar l'toicha, and hari elu v'turah. But if the coarse bran was taken out of the flour and subsequently was put back into the flour, in such case it was not combined with the flour to make up the minimum shear that is needed to be mechayev you in challah. And the coarse bran is really not all that edible, Now, in Ani, a poor person would eat the flour mixed in with the coarse bran, but once the coarse bran is taken out, it's not normally put back in. So once it's taken out, even if it's put back in, it does not combine with the flour to make up the minimum share that is needed to obligate you to take off challah.